You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
We've got the wonderful Janae Henry. Kia ora, Janae. How are you this morning?
Morena. I am feeling great today, actually. Thank you for asking.
Oh, it's a gorgeous day in Tāmaki Makaurau, and we're talking about some comedy that you are going to be participating in this week. For those unfamiliar with you, you're a fantastic comedian. I actually reckon a lot of people will be familiar with you because they might have seen you on their phones. You do some amazing, skits on video, on Instagram a lot of the time. Yes. How did you get into comedy, Janae?
How did I get into comedy? It was 2017. I was a student in Wellington, and as my Wellington rite of passage, I was doing improv.
Nice, very, very Wellington.
I know, very Wellington, and a very slippery slope into comedy, I think, because I just kept coming out on stage and not really doing a character, just being myself.
Excellent.
Yeah, which they were like, that's awesome, but maybe that's stand-up. So I just entered the Raw Comedy Competition. It was my first ever gig, and then I got all the way to the finals.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, but no one told me at the start that you can reuse any material. So generally, for the first 6 months, I was doing brand new material every single gig I did.
Wow, that's like quite a lot of work, but also amazing exercise in, I guess, thinking up new material all the time. That must have been quite a useful training ground.
I reckon, and to be honest, it's still a method that I chaotically use. I will repeat some stuff, but often I'll only repeat material at 2 or 3 gigs. I love stuff to be real current and relevant to my life because it just is always about my real life, so I get bored of stuff really fast.
Yeah. You're like, okay, I've moved on from that IRL, so might as well move on from that in the comedy realm too.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, well, I'm talking about a date I went on, but I'm actually really over that now, so yep. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, very, very relatable. Where do you draw on for comedy? I mean, I guess everybody who works in comedy or like performance theatre and that sort of stuff, you find different ways to channel experiences. When do you sort of go, this is something I think might be funny for people to hear or like for me to share with other people? Where's the line for you with something that you're like, no, that was just too cringe, I'm going to put it in my brain bin? But like, where do you kind of go for finding ideas from your own life?
I have a really chaotic notes app on my phone that I will add stuff to, but basically I do have this thing where I go into situations where I think anything can be comedy, and so I'm like, I'm going to go on a date, it's either going to be amazing or it'll be a comedy set.
Yep.
And that's not always true. Like, sometimes you can't make magic out of a bad date, but I honestly just think about things that are happening in my life, and I'm very analytical and critical of things happening anyway, and because of that, everything could be turned into something.
Yeah, I feel that. It's kind of a nice way to be able to use it as a processing tool a little bit as well, perhaps.
Yeah, I honestly think absolutely yes. I am so lucky that I have a best friend who also does comedy, Gabby Anderson. She's awesome. And we workshop all our stuff together because often if something's just happened really fresh, if I've like freshly had a bad day or something, I'll write a 20-minute set and she'll be like, and I loved that, and I love you, and 4 minutes of it is usable.
Yes, you need friends like that. There seems to be a healthy amount of that in the kind of comedy community in Aotearoa in general. There's a lot of like supporting of each other. You know, when you're working in a smaller, I guess, group of people than if you were living in like London or New York or something, I guess you kind of naturally have to band together a bit. Have you found that since starting comedy you've been able to reach out to peers and other people and get that kind of cool feedback and response from them?
The answer
possibly
is
a spicy question, I don't know.
No, it kind of is, because the answer is yes and no. I'm lucky that social media started popping off for me because it forced a lot of people to take notice of me that potentially wouldn't have initially.
Mm.
And I think the hardest part of comedy is when you first start and you're doing the Raw Comedy Nights, because you've got like Joe, who's been told by his friends for, that's just an example name. You've got Joe who's been told
not a real
by his
person.
Friends.
Don't yeah, sue
no,
us.
No, who's been told by his friends for 20 years that he'd be crack up on stage.
Yeah.
And he's just like sharing any opinion he has. And it's really hard in those stages because you're like, okay, all I have to do is listen to some like racism and homophobia and then I can do my 6 minutes and leave.
Yeah, but yeah.
Strangely, the further in you get, the easier it is because you are sort of sharing green rooms with like the likes of Tim Batt and like Chris Parker and Gabby Anderson. Like, you do get to meet the cool person, but it does feel a little bit like a hazing at the start.
Oh God, I know. It's an interesting thing when you get to a comedy night and then someone makes one of those jokes and you're like, I thought we'd left this in the past. Oh my God, and yet here it is. How do you, I mean, as a comedian, also as like a wahine Māori as well, how do you balance, I guess, keeping yourself and your wairua sort of protected in those spaces and also being able to get out there and crack people up and have a good time as well?
It is funny, eh? Like, coming into comedy as like a queer wahine Māori, just like giving it a go. I think I don't draw much of my validation from other comedians and I've always kind of relied on the audience to be my community in a space. So I just want people to have a good night when they come out. That's it. That's the goal. And I found comedians really fast who I really did gel with. But how do I keep balancing those spaces? Honestly, to me, it's when someone does do a joke like that, it's more shocking. I'm like, okay, retro, that's a throwback. I don't respect you. so I think it's, I do feel quite grounded in who I am and what I'm doing, and also those people never really get that far.
Yeah.
Because people don't want to hear that.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone in the audience is also like, oh, we hate that too. Please don't do that. I feel very uncomfortable right now. You are, I mean, you are honestly so funny. I crack up watching your videos. I love it. It always feels very relatable as well. It feels like stuff I see my friends talk about, and you sort of reflect and refract it in such a like poignant lens, and I know it's resonating with a lot of people because you're a nominee for the Billy T Award this year. That is a huge accolade. How do you feel about that?
Thank you. I feel excited. As I mentioned before, I write everything with Gabby Anderson. She's my best friend, and it is cool to be an adult and still use that label.
Yeah.
And she's nominated too, and so I think that was really half of it for me. It wouldn't have been the same if only one of us got nominated. So I feel excited and ready to sort of take on whatever challenge it is. I'm really excited about all the nominees. I genuinely am so stoked and in awe of everyone, and I think we're all doing something different in the comedy art form.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really exciting, and I'm really honoured to be sort of tangata whenua going after that towel that, you know, is so symbolic of a Māori man who is so iconic in the scene. I'm really, really grateful for that.
Oh, it's a really awesome thing, and it is super special to have, you know, your friends in there as well. And tomorrow night, if people were going, oh, this sounds great, I really want to go and laugh and have a nice time at the moment, then they're in luck because you're doing Fork and Funny at the Tuning Fork. You are going to be, I guess, emceeing the night, pulling the whole thing together. There's a great lineup of comedians performing alongside you. Pax Asadi, of course, an absolute star and a fantastic comedian. Then you've also got some of the Raw finalists, Bridget Davies and Hannah Campbell. For people who are not aware of what Raw is, tell us a little bit about what that is, Janae, because it is, I think, a really amazing competition that does kind of herald good things to come for comedians.
Yeah, so Raw Comedy Competition, I think that's what it's called, is a nationwide search for people who are going to be up and coming and for people who are going to be impactful in the industry. So there's a bunch of heats in Auckland and Wellington and Christchurch, I think also in Palmerston North, and it's now spreading. And then from that, everyone sort of pulls their finalists together. They all meet for one night in Auckland, Tamaki Makaurau, to sort of fight it out to see who's the grand champ of all grand champs. But the fun thing about it is, even if you don't win, which I very much did not, I didn't get to the Auckland finals, a lot of producers watch those competitions.
Yeah, yeah.
So it didn't really, I say it didn't really matter. Actually, it didn't matter because if you win, you win like $2,000, which would be awesome.
Yes, it's really great.
But,
yeah.
But you still have exposure.
Totally.
Which doesn't pay the bills, but it does get you more work.
Eventually, it helps pay the bills sometimes, which is great.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a really fun evening. Fork and Funny at the Tuning Fork. People can grab tickets from Moshtix now. It kicks off at 7:30 p.m. and I believe it's an all-ages event as well, which is great. So if you want to have a laugh with your younger folks in your whānau, then bring them along. It'll be a very good time indeed. Hey, Janae, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning. Janae Henry, awesome comedian. Have a great time tomorrow night and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. I hope everyone comes. It's going to be such a fun night.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.